Okay. I just want to discuss a little bit, this coronavirus is really kind of taking over, unfortunately. And it's very anxiety-provoking, it's very frightening, and it's very complicated. And, some countries are, millions of people in quarantine, I think in Italy, and it's spreading in America now, you know what it's going to be. So I just wanted to discuss a little bit a response to that. Part of what makes it so anxiety-provoking is the fact that there are a lot of unknowns. We don't know, how this virus is going to take to the weather. Sometimes in the summer things die down. Right now we don't know how long it's going to take for the scientists to figure out a chisun, a vaccine for it. Obviously, we have to try to follow the hanchayot of the Misad of Riyut, as was mentioned earlier. Just to add a few other points. Handshakes, kissing the Torah, kissing the mezuzahs, touching your face is really hard to try to stop that. But one etza I saw online is just, you have tissues, you need to scratch your face, use a tissue. Before you eat food, wash your hands. Before you touch food, wash hands. Obviously, for our age bracket, it doesn't seem like this is a very serious illness. It seems like most people are young and healthy, are able to get out of it. It's not more than the flu. But we have a responsibility for other people in society. So if you came in contact and you're supposed to be quarantined, it would be... it's against the law, and it's also against halacha. Take it lightly. You have to be, even though it's annoying to be quarantined, it's obviously a chiyuv, a gamur, and if you're unable to perform any other mitzvahs because of that, so then you're anus, and that's a sad reality. But in addition to the practical things that we are familiar with, I think it's important to discuss also the psychological aspect. I once heard from Dr. Pelkowitz. The Gemara speaks about the pasuk in Mishle, da'agah b'levish yishachen. If you have a da'agah, something's worrying you, so you push it down. So the Gemara has two deyas. Is it yishachena midata, you kind of like don't think about it, or is it yasichena la'achirim, you talk about it? And Dr. Pelkowitz pointed out that the modern research shows that really there are different personality types. And some people, when they're struggling, and they're stressed, and they're afraid, it's healthy, it's therapeutic for them to talk. Other people about it, and you have to respect that. It's probably to talk about it. But here's the caveat that I want to mention, that sometimes when we talk about things, we stress each other out. So you have to kind of speak in a way that is, accurate. And again, part of the issue is we don't have so much information. So you look online, and you forward an article, and is it a 3%, or is it a fatality rate, or is it a 0.5% fatality rate, and this bracket, and that bracket, and a lot of unknowns. I think it's important to live in a normal and healthy way. It's also important physiologically, because it's known that if a person is stressed out, they're more susceptible to illness. And our body has its own magnetic chisun, its own
immune system,
thank you, that is able to ward off many things like the flu. And if we don't sleep and we're stressed out, it could be we'll be more susceptible. So it's healthy to try to carry on as normal. And of course, like I said, follow the Mishad of Yud's Hanchayot in terms of the various ways to limit the spreading of this terrible illness. But what I really want to discuss here is more a religious approach to this terrible reality. We have to be mishtadel. We also have to be mispala. One basic response to tzar is tshuva and tefillah. The Rambam writes explicitly at the very beginning of Hanios that's the case. It's essay in a Torah lizok laharia bechatzotzes al kol tzora shetov al tzibur. There's a tzara on the tzibur, like the coronavirus. Mitzvah's essay lizok laharia bechatzotzes. We don't do this today. It's a question: why not? Fascism is not connected to the mikdash per se, but for whatever reason we don't do it. But we don't have chatzotzes. We don't have kohanim for chatzotzes. But you're supposed to be zoek laharia bechatzotzos al kotzara shavu tzibush neemar al tzara tzoreschem v'areisem bechatzotzos kolomar al kol davar sheyetzer lechem kon batzores v'dever v'arbe v'kiyos v'hen zaku aleim harim. You should daven and blow shofar for chatzotzos When a person, a community has a tzar, they call it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yariyu v'yedu shakol b'gol maseim harayim hura lehem. And we recognize that we're at fault on some level, meaning we shouldn't walk around with pains of guilt. And so I spoke Lashon Hara last week, that's why this happened. But on a collective level, we have to recognize that there are averos and there are mitzvos. And as a tzibur, we're more chayav, unfortunately, than Zaki. And therefore, we have to take it to heart to do tshuva. As the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, when a seichem hitu, etc. V'zehu sheyigrom lehem lahasir atzar v'leim. We have to believe that tshuva helps. Tshuva and tefillah help. It's just a virus. It's just a coincidence. It just happened. It's not just rishus. It's achzarius. So if we don't have the proper response, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings on more tzaras. I once heard from Rosenzweig that this Rambam seems a bit surprising, because you know, there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim how to look at Hashkacha Pratis. The Ramban has a very strong Hashkacha, at least in the Farshas Bo, a very strong approach to Hashkacha Pratis, that everything is, you know, directly governed. And the Rambam, we're living in the Rambam here, and Moreh Nevuchim speaks about how Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about the tzaddikim, and for the tzaddikim he's really very careful that nothing should happen to them. People don't really care about Kadosh Baruch Hu, he stops caring about them, if you will. He doesn't have the same level of hashkafa, you know, in terms of every... So the question is, for the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that, oh, the tzara happens because we did this aveira, if really, for the Rambam, hashkafa is more limited for people who aren't holding on that level. And Rizog suggested that the proper Jewish response to tzar is tshuva, regardless. We don't know philosophically why exactly everything happened. We don't know the cheshbonos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the proper response of tzar is to do tshuva, and that's usually done through tefillah. And it's not a coincidence, I guess, that we're holding here now Erev Tainis Esther, and Tainis Esther is fundamentally a day of tshuva. The post can write that on Tainis Esther, independently of the Chiyuv Tainis, which is again a pretty late minhag, it's from the Gaonim possibly, it was unclear exactly when it started, but it's a Tainis Shel Simcha, because in the end everything turned out okay. So we somehow fast in order to relive the experience. But the experience was Esther fasted and davened for 3 days. And Lech Knos Kol Yehud, not just Esther, but the whole entire community. Or, according to other Rishonim, it's connected to the war on Yugimel B'Adar, that the Jewish people, when they protected themselves, they saw it as a religious duty to fast and do tshuva at the same time. They were fighting the war fasting, which is, you know, surprising to us. But there are sources that when you fight a war, you fast, because it's because the tzaddikim fight the war, right? The Rishonim go back home. They're not able to fight the war, they're not holding on that spiritual level. So either Tainis Esther is connected to Esther and the Jewish people fasting in the Pesach time, or is connected to the self-defense on Yud Gimel, or Adar. Either way, there was a fast, and the fast was connected to Tshuva. And I saw Rav Strumbuch writes in the Tshuva Tahagos that he emphasizes this point. He says, "Lefiza nimsa de mashakasa v'kra shekiblo alzaram divrei atzomus v'zachasam." Again, some link Tainis Esther to the Gimel. What's the point of Tainis Esther? It's a day of tefillah. It's not just the slichus. If Purim falls out on Sunday directly on Shabbos, if you according to the current count, Yudel, then it falls on Shabbos. But so you don't fast on Friday; you fast on Thursday. Why don't you fast on Friday? So the Magen Avraham writes, "Shein misayim be'erev Shabbos, shemarim tachnunim v'lo yuchlu litroch l'chov Shabbos." They would daven so much Tainis Esther, they wouldn't be ready to. How long does it take to say slichas? 15 minutes. They would be saying slichas all day. They wouldn't be able to get ready for Shabbos. And then he has a very chiddush. He says, "Lefize afilu mishe lo yachol lotzum." Person is sick. And the Tainis Esther is actually a weak Tainis. The person has a serious illness, even now he's able to eat. Not even such a serious illness, even a non-serious illness. So the Rishonim paskins that a person can't fast still zochiv to daven more on Hanukkah. So time is tefillah. Now, the truth is, it's not just time, it's Esther is time of tefillah, but really Purim is the day of tefillah. The Rambam, at the very end, this meaning of Kotzer, at the very beginning of Yara Chazaka, he goes over the Sefer Mitzvahs in Binyan HaKatzar. At the end, he writes, and we have some mitzvahs to Drabanan. He's like, and wonders, like, aren't they a violation of Al-Tosif? How can we add, how can Chazal add Mikra Megillah? How can they add Tehillat Yedayim? So Rambam writes that all these mitzvahs to Drabanan are connected to Yesod and the Torah. And they're coming to somehow be madgish and emphasize a specific concept in the Torah. He gives one example. I wish he gave more. He gives an example of Purim. He doesn't tell you how Tehillat Yedayim is, you know, somehow significant on a Daisa level, but he says Purim, Mikra Megillah is very significant on a Daisa level. How so? Says the Rambam, Elakach anu omrim, Shanavim in Beis Din tiknu tzvitzivu likros and Megillah bonasa, ki lahaz kir shvachov shechol HaShbarachu, it's a form of Shavach Tach HaShbarachu, it's a shuas she'asa lanu, to show the Nisim and the Yeshuas that he did. Vayakarov l'shavaseinu, Hashem answered our tefillah, tell us for all generations the Torah says is true. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is great and he answers our tefillahs when we're in Tzar. He called mitzvah shivim tivrei sofrim, and he doesn't explain how, but he says all the mitzvahs are somehow to emphasize things that are in the Torah. So the Rambam writes very clearly that Mikra Megillah is the concept of me, goy, gadol, asher, elohim, kareinu, elohim. Kodesh Baruch Hu answers our tefillahs. This idea is also apparent in the Seder of Amram Gon, which is one of the first Sidurim we have, where Amram Gon writes that on Purim you're supposed to say Tachnun. We don't say Tachnun on Purim. The Amram Gon says, it's a day you should say Tachnun. Why should you say Tachnun on Purim? It says for Amram Gon that you don't say Hala, that we understand. My time, because you know Hala, Nesha, Vachosar. That's the Gemara in Megillah, one day. The figach no fell adam al panav v'purim. You're supposed to say tachnun. The kach amar of Amram bar Shashan reish m'sifta kach minag m'sifta sheyordin tenayin lifnei gaon v'avbezdin etc. V'vakshin rachamim harbe v'nofel al paneim she'ein doma purim l'chol mo'adas l'chanaka. Purim is different from all the other yom tovim. It's not like Chanukah. It's not like Pesach. Shavukul anu omrim is a halav omrim zeh yom asah Hashem nagila. On other days we're happy. On Purim, ein omrim so we don't say nagila. I mean, you're happy on Purim, but it's a day of tefillah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered our tefillahs. My time, shenigalu Yisrael misa lechayim, v'shanu tzrichim l'rachamim shigalenu be'achronu k'berishonu. Just like Hashem answered our tefillahs then, Kodesh Baruch Hu answers our tefillahs now, and therefore Purim is a day of tefillah. So time is Esther's day of tefillah, and Purim is a day of tefillah. And this idea of za'aka of tefillah being central to Purim is already apparent in the Megillah itself. Right after Mordechai hears about the terrible decree against the Jews, Pasuk says, "Mordechai yada is kol asher nasa v'yikra Mordechai es begada v'yovah sach v'efer v'yetze b'socha ir v'yizak za'aka gedolo umara." Mordechai calls out, he screams out. And this lashon of za'aka gedolo umara is found also in Sefer Bereishis. Esav, after Yaakov takes the bechorah, he realizes Yaakov took the bechorah. So the pasuk says, "Keshmoa Esav v'stivrei aviv v'yizak za'aka gedola umara ad ma'od." And the Medrash links these to za'aka gedola umaras as saying that somehow Yaakov, even though he followed what his mother told him to and it was the right thing to do, but on some level there was a taina against Yaakov for the mirma that was involved, and therefore the Jewish people and Mordechai have to call out the za'aka gedola umara as some type of, you know, punishment for Yaakov's children. But I was thinking, the Midrash is trying to compare them and basically say one caused the other. I think there's a fundamental difference between the za'aka of Esav and the za'aka of Mordechai. Esav is in pain. Esav is frustrated. He's upset. But there's nothing he can do. It's over. Mordechai, the za'aka of Mordechai is there to encourage all of Klal Yisrael, encourage Esther and all of Klal Yisrael, who, you know, he tells Esther that this is your chance, you can do it, the Jewish people, and they daven, l'chnas kol Yehudim. So it's a very different type of za'aka. This is za'aka that is looking forward to tshuva, looking forward to tefillah, and it's a za'aka that has a to'elus to it. It's not just a za'aka of frustration, but it's a za'aka that has within it a hope, and the ability to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a friend who's a Talmud of Rav Dov Zinger from Makor Chaim, so summarized the shiur that Rav Zinger gave about the concept of Zaka, and he pointed to a fascinating Zohar in Shmos and Yud Tes Amud Beis. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the Zohar writes Zaka b'shava v'mayis parshin Amar Rav Yitzchak ein lecha shava ela b'tfila. So, form of tfila. Shema Hashem Tvilasi Hashem Shavasi Azina Shava. Elech Hashem Shavasi. So Shava is one type of tefillah, and there's a few other psukim. Then the Gemara, then the Zohar writes, Amar Yehuda Hilkach Gedola Tzaaka Mikulan Shetzaaka He Belev. So Shava is one level of tefillah, but Tzaaka is a higher level. Tzaaka is a higher level of tefillah. It's Belev. How does it say Zaak B'Libam Hashem Zaaka? V'zaka davar echad hu v'ze kru krova l'kash baruch hu yosem etfila. Zaka is closer than tefila. It's a higher level. D'chsev ki im zaok itzak ilai shamo eshma zaka to. Amar braki b'shashem l'kash baruch hu l'shmuel nicham ki imlach t'yashol l'melech maksi v'yichel l'shmuel v'yizak al Hashem kol laya. He's calling out the whole night. He niyach ha'kol v'lokach zaka. He goes to zaka. That's the highest level of tefillah. Yosem ikulu. How did the chesiv atah hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael boi lai? Right in Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu hears the zaaka b'nei Yisrael. Zaaka is the highest form of tefillah. So Rabban Haiman the tzali uvachi, a person davens, he cries v'zoik, and then he calls out. Then he calls out. He screams out. Ad lo yochol lemerchash b'sevasai until he can't move his lips anymore. Haitzlusa shlemta. That's the complete tefillah. The he believer, because it's connected to your heart. Olam lo hadra rekana doesn't come back empty-handed. It's a kasha from Shmuel, because Shmuel did it and he wasn't answered. But, okay. Amar Yehuda gedolat zaka shekorya gzardina shal adam b'chol yama v'rivitzik amar gedolat zaka shemosheles almidas hadin shal mala v'yosi amar gedolat zaka shemosheles v'olam hazeh v'olam haba shal zaka nochal adam olam hazeh v'olam haba d'chsiv z'yakru al Hashem etzar lehem u'imutzoko sehem yatzi lehem. So zaka is the highest form of tefillah. It comes from the heart, the Zohar says. Kind of reminded me of the, I think Rabbi said this as well, that the shofar is almost like, you know, a primal type of calling that you can't even express yourself with words. You just call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the akka is that form of tefillah that you're not articulating your words. You're just calling out, and that in a chazer seikon. That's what the Zohar says. And then he showed me this friend that Rav Dov pointed out that the Rav Nachman in the Sichas Haran has an interesting formulation, because we think of Zaka, we think of a person crying out. But in Sichas Haran, in Os Tezayin, it writes like this, Da, sheyecholin litzok b'kol demama. You can call out silently. You can call out silently. V'zaka gedola, ma'od, v'lo yishma shum adam klal, ki eno motzi shum kol klal, rak ha-tzaka hi b'kol demama daka. A person calls out silently. V'zay yakol kol adam li'ayim sheyitzur b'kshav ha-tzak, you kind of call it tzaaka. You have to like close your eyes, feel the pain, call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not with your lips, but with your neshama. To call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So again, people can do this in the context of tefillah at the end of davening or out of the context of tefillah. Just try to feel our own frustration and our own fear. Everybody has a different threshold for these things. Again, you probably should limit, or you would limit your intake of, you know, news. Sometimes, like, they make you, it's like a little hysterical. Like, every time, first there's a new case in Florida, a new case here, and it makes people, like, really anxiety. I don't think it really helps. It doesn't help you on a day-to-day level, and, you know, you're probably not planning on visiting, you know, Austria, so you don't need to know there, how many new cases were in, you know, so, but, a person can feel the fear, the pain, and cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, tshuva with tefillah, but zaaka is the form of tefillah that the Zohar discusses, and that can be done even in a silent form. When he told me this board, so I thought of the famous Kotzker. The Kotzker discusses the Gemara in Sukkah, where Hillel had many talmidim, the greatest talmid of Yonos HaMezuya. The Gemara says, what was so great of Yonos HaMezuya? So he knew everything. And when he learned Torah, the burrs above his head would burn up because of the hisavas of his learning. So the Kotzker said, so that was a Talmud. What was the Rebbe like? What was like what Hillel learned? The Kotzker said, classic Kotzker, he said, when Hillel learned, he learned with the same intensity and no burns got burnt up. It was totally panini. No chitzonius. Now, in Kotsk, I think that's a word of gaiva. You know, you want to be kulo pnimi, not chatzron to any gaiva. But in Kabbalah, also the chitzonios, you know, as soon as there's chitzonios, the sitra atacha comes. Again, not so familiar, but that's a part of the idea that the pnimi is not only a question of gaiva, it's a question of objectively. It's more pure, it's more direct, it's pnimi. Zaka is a powerful form. Zaka is the most powerful form of tefillah, and zaka pnimi could be even a more powerful form of tefillah. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin discusses a remez for Esther, which is a very fascinating Gemara. Remez Esther in the Torah B'nayin, or you're looking for remez in the Torah. But the pasuk that's quoted, "Vanochi Haster Aster Pana B'yamahu." Which is darshened, v'anochi Esther min haTorah minayin, v'anochi haster aster. That Gemara, I think, speaks of its idea that part of the Purim story is the Hester Panim. It all looks bleak. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu, Benafoch, was able to turn over everything very quickly. And that message, I think, is a very important message for us, that, you know, we could be afraid, it's legitimate to feel anxious, it's normal. If you weren't afraid, it would probably not be normal. But the ability, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge and everything can change, you know, like that, is part of what the Purim story is about. The Gemara tells us that when they would read the Megillah in Yom HaKnisa, right, not on your Dalet, that's about, they'd read on your Gimel, or your Beis, or your Talit, so they would also give them a Tanis of Yonim. Why, says the Gemara Megillah, she'enim shalanim nesuas l'mikra Megillah. That the Anim are looking to Mikra Megillah to get their Slanim. So the Pasha says the Gemara is that just, you know, they're used to it, so you don't want to let them down. The Anim are kind of waiting for Mikra Megillah, you don't want to let them down. You will give Shalachmanas, love the Suda, and you Dalit or Tezvav. But the Matas L'Anim goes with Mikra Megillah. I want to Rosenberg suggest that enim shalanim nesuas l'mikra Megillah means that the Anim are in a difficult situation. And they get their call from Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah tells the Anim that, you know, everything can be bleak, everything can be challenging, everything can be difficult. Finachu, everything can change. So part of the message of Purim is that even when there's Hester Panim, even when there's Anochi Haster Aster Panai, Kadosh Baruch Hu can change everything like that. And that, I think, is very, very important to emphasize, because it gives us hope and it gives us a tikva for a better future. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah, darshens two psukim to teach that there's a chiyuv to read the Megillah both at night and by day. The first, Mishum Levi, Chayv Adam Likras Megillah Balayla, Lishnos of Yom, Shneim Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Saneh, Balayla Velo Dim Gali. So this first pasuk, the Rav pointed out, sees Mikra Megillah as a form of tefillah. Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Saneh. I call it Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not answering me. And yet the second drasha, Amar Chelbo, Amar Ula Bira, Chayav Adam Likras Megillah, Lai Lishnas Biyom, Shneimar Lamani Zemarchach, Lamani Zemarchach, Yavod Velika, sees Mikra Megillah as a form of Hallel, a form of Hodah, singing out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So these aspects exist in Mikra Megillah. It's both a form of Tefillah and Zaka, it's also a form of Hodah. You don't say Hallel, Kriyas Zuhilula. And we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bayomim Mahen, Bizman Azeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillos. Our tefillos, like I said, is a tefillah is the proper religious response to Tzara in general. Tefillah is the mahus of times Esther. Tefillah is the mahus of Purim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillah, and we should talk about Zochah for Yeshuos v'Nechamos, and we should. We should be zocha to see a refuah and only good things for all of Am Yisrael.